The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 20th day of July 2023. Now, this is Pledge Week. Only got 2 days left, folks. And actually, I got only about 3.5 hours to raise enough money to stay on for a whole another month. And it's tough, but there's no quit here. No quit here. And so we start with hats off to the boys in the back there in the phone booth. The fellows back there, Randy, Frank, and Eric. They're back there. And that's a hard job when back there answering those phones. And they volunteer. They stay up real late at night and volunteer to do this. And the little hearts are broken when the phones aren't ringing. And so think about that when you're listening to us. Those fellas are sitting back there. You ought to see the look on their little faces. I can see it. Anyhow, he pushes the buttons, he adjusts the mic, and he turns the dials. And he does it. His name is Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
He's in the glass cage, okay? And you hear the hoot and the holler every now and then. You hear the cackle, but there's never any eggs. Just, there you go, cackling again. And that's Lock and Load Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay. There you go. The legendary out there in Missouri. The legendary. But he's without a telephone out there. And it took him a long time out there where he lives to get telephones in. It wasn't that long ago they got electricity, but now he's got telephones, but, well, they're not working too well. We have the parson, Joe Larson.
Good evening. I'm on a cell phone with limited signal. I can barely hear you. And if the signal holds, I'll be on. But if it fades, we normally only can text from our cell phones. So may the good Lord be with us. I might be on with you for a little while.
I guess those people out there expect you to pay the phone bill, don't they?
We're so far out in the boonies, they have to pump light and oxygen in.
Alrighty. Yeah, I've kind of had pictures at times of you riding on that mule, doing that down that old dusty road out there, wearing that parson uniform, that outfit with a parson hat, and reaching to people. Hey, guess what, Joe? We gave that invitation last night. We had some folks call and say they prayed a prayer with us. And praise the good Lord. Thank you. Thanks for calling and letting us know. Every now and then, sometimes they'll call and they'll tell me, 10 years ago, I prayed that prayer with you. I had one fellow tell me he was on his way to commit suicide. And we gave the invitation. He prayed the prayer and got saved. So that's good, huh?
It's not only good, it's wonderful. It's the kind of thing that keeps you going, isn't it?
Yep. Well, we have a lot to do because
God just gives you a little blessing now and then to let you know.
Boy, we need it too, don't we? Because it's not getting any easier, and you're sure not getting any younger.
Well, at least one of us is admitting we're getting older.
All right. All right. Well, listen, we got to get to it tonight. And so we're going to pick it up where we left off. You know what? Before we do that, I wanted to say one thing, too. I want to say hats off to my buddy Bill, who runs Newberry Printing. Newberry Printing is in a little shopping mall, and on the other side of the wall for his print shop is the Communist Party headquarters. The Communist Party headquarters. And he is on the side. He holds to his guns. He puts a scripture in his window, and he's got a sign in both windows, vote yes on issue one, vote yes. Well, the Communist Party headquarters, some threw some stuff on his window up there right next door, literally on the other side of the wall. But Bill is standing his ground. Praise the good Lord. So, folks, I'm going to tell you, out there in Jug County, he's the kind of guy that he deserves. Bill, he deserves your business. If you need printing done, and we get all our printing done through him, he does a great job. Go out there. His phone number for Newberry Printing is 440-834-0728. And so I want to say that again. You folks out in the Jug of Portage Lake County, his phone number is 440-834-0728. And I've got those big magnetic signs on my car because they've got these big signs. And, Joe, in the window, they've got this big sign, and you would expect that for the kind of people that you find at the Communist Party headquarters. They have issue one is bull. They use the word that we can't use on the radio program here for BS.
Hey, cow manure?
Yeah, cow manure. They use it in big, bold. But that's what you would expect from that kind of those kind of people who are pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-pedophilia. If there is, if you were to invent a new sin, if you could invent a new sin tonight, tomorrow would be in their articles of faith, I can tell you. Because of the wickedness, there's no end to their wickedness. And there's Bill. Bill is a thorn. I mean, he is a real thorn in the side of the Communist Party there. Out there on Route 87 and 44 in Newberry. Route 87, right in the corner of Route 87 and 44 in Newberry. God bless you, Bill. There you go. Newberry
you
Printing.
Know, Pastor, one thing I want to add on that. If you ever are not sure how to cut the Socialist Party, the liberals are pushing, and you know, to do the opposite of what they're for, Christ, all you have to do is look what the enemy is for, and you go wrong.
Well, whatever the Bible's for, they're against. You know, all of those that love
death.
That's
exactly what I mean.
Yeah, all of those that love death hate God, and they love death.
Against Amendment 1, you know, you should vote yes. If they say no, you say yes. Simple.
Yep. So, folks, yes, on issue one, August 8th, it's extremely important we win this. We're up against the deep state. Joe, I don't know how long you can be with us, so let's get right into the scripture. We left off in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Could you read verse 5?
The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God.
All right. Now, recently, the pedophile president once again defiled the White House. You know, at one time, Joe, the White House was highly revered, highly regarded as a place of honor, a place of integrity. President Reagan, Joe, he so revered its integrity that he refused to remove his suit jacket while he was in the Oval Office. But thanks be to the Clintons, the Obamas, and now the Bidens, it has become a crack house and a whorehouse where oral sex in the Oval Office, where sex toys, where Hillary had put sex toys on Christmas trees, decorated them, and Yeah, we had Gary Aldridge on the program several times.
Mm-hmm.
He was a former
witness account. Who was there?
Yeah, he was in charge of the FBI there. And so that's before the FBI went totally bad. And so here, then just recently, they flew the sodomite flag over the White House above the American flag. And that pedophile, that corrupt, wicked pedophile, Joe Biden, he had those drag queens. One of them was a topless drag queen running around. Another was naked. And they went up and she tried to, or it, whatever that thing was, tried to embrace old Joe. No, probably old Joe, you know, he's not used to the older ones like that. He didn't know, I don't think, what to do. He didn't know if he should smell its hair or not, because he wasn't sure what kind of hair it was. Joe had a real problem there, okay? But anyhow, so let's go back to what this says here. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. So these drag queens, obviously, right, we just read right here, God has proclaimed them to be an abomination, has he not?
That's about as bad as it gets, isn't it? In Scripture, I don't think anything God puts above an abomination.
Okay, you know what? We got it. This is Pledge Week. This is the last week we've got. So I've got to give the numbers out. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The last pledge we got in last night was from your state of Missouri for Ken in Missouri for 500. And so we got several from Missouri yesterday, and yours was one of them. Your pledge for 300.
Yeah.
And so we praise the good Lord.
Trying to get that. People to match that.
Yeah. And so Bob and Lori in Michigan just pledged 75. They just pledged. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Lori. Now, here, Joe, you know, in the UBF, Unregistered Baptist Fellowship, we're talking about actual New Testaments, unregistered New Testament churches, real Bible-believing churches. Well, here, some of those in the Baptist church will not allow women to wear pants to church. Some of them won't, and I don't have a problem with that if that's... That's their dress code. I don't have a problem with that at all. Now, they asked me, do you do that? And we say, no, we don't. Because, you see, just like in those days when this was written, Deuteronomy 22:5, the dress of the day were robes. They wore robes. But now, there was a difference between a man's robe and a woman's robe back in those days. And, I mean, it was a very clear distinction for people. If a woman was to be wearing a man's robe, which she would be shunned. And if a man was to wear a woman's robe, he might even be stoned for that, because that was a real dishonor. These drag queens today, it's a mockery. They make a mockery out of women. They make women, you know, they're saying, look at us, we're women, okay? And boy, I'm going to tell you, I thank God that they're not really women, but they're a little confused, huh? Boy.
They'll be a little bit beyond confused. They are, you know, trying to flaunt their sin in everybody's face, including God's. And it's a little bit beyond confused.
Yeah, and so do you think God has noticed that?
He knew before it had happened.
You know, see, here's doers of the word. We recognize that there are men's slacks and there's women's slacks. We recognize, and the problem we have, and when we have a situation where every now and then we'll get, usually it'll be a young woman that will wear men's blue jeans that are very, very tight. I mean, and women aren't supposed to wear clothes that are that tight, right? So When that happens, we'll have one of the older ladies in the church take her aside and explain to her what the dress code is. But now, women's slacks are different than men's slacks, so if women in our church, if they're wearing women's slacks, we don't have a problem with that because they're women's clothes, okay? Does that make sense, Joe? Is he still there?
Hello, say again.
Okay, in our church, we have women can wear women's slacks, but not men's slacks. All right?
Right.
Okay, and
there's a difference.
Right. Women's slacks don't have a zipper in the front, do they?
No, they don't.
And if they wear something, they're not going to be real tight, are they?
No.
And if they are, if they wear something like usually it's younger women will do that the first time. And like I was telling you, we'll have the older ladies, we'll take them aside and speak to them about a dress code. And I think that's the, in my opinion, the logical thing to do. What do you think?
I think it's very logical, very logical that it just, there's always been a separation. Society has always brought that. What it is with these, you know, in this world, the women now are wearing these, they're like pantyhose. I mean, they're thicker and they're got crazy. They're about as tight as you get. And you see them look like they're wearing their tightest yoga pants or whatever into Walmart and anywhere else. It just, sometimes it's very obscene. Sorry, but that's one word I think of often. It's like, that's obscene, but people just don't seem to care anymore.
Well, you know, yeah, and there's a name for those I think they're leggings or legrins.
Leggings, yeah, I guess that's what they're called.
Okay.
And sometimes they just look like they're pantyhose they're wearing in public.
Well, I had to go into a place for therapy. And as I on my shoulder and arm, and when I went into this place, there was a lady who I knew, an older lady from the tea party, Meg, and she was sitting up on a table. And when I walked in, she said, "Pastor, you better talk to these girls because every one of them in there that were working in there were wearing those things, like you said. And I mean, they were so tight you couldn't slip a dime down them." And
that's the style in the exercise routine nowadays. You know, it's what everybody wears to the gym.
So let me ask you this. If a woman dresses in such a manner, what causes a man to look upon her and lust after her, are they both guilty of the sin?
Good question. A man's going to look, but if he turns away and doesn't stare and walks away, then he's okay.
But now, what if this woman...
It's a normal reaction at first to look, but if you continue to stare and watch and oogle, yeah, then you're as guilty as she. But if you turn and ignore or walk away, then you're all right.
Let's ask style how long we're supposed to look. How many seconds, style, do we get?
I can't count that low.
All right, there you go.
Can't count that low, rather.
All right, yeah.
That was quick, Pastor. That was quick.
Now, let me ask you this. If that woman wears that way, and knowing, and if she's told, if 10 men look upon her and 10 men lust after her, is she guilty of all 10 sins?
To me, it's the same sin 10 times. I don't know how God looks at it.
Oh, yeah. It would be the sin over and over. And so this is why.
Yeah, okay.
You see, there's a difference, right? Listen, this is how we know there's a difference. We can look upon one of those women. I mean, one of a real woman, you know, natural-born woman, you know, dressed that way, and like you said, it would cause you to lust until you look away. But if you look about one of those trans things, you get nauseated, huh? I mean, it's a whole different feeling. I mean, it's like...
a totally different ball game, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called revulsion to most people. Revulsion is a good word for it.
So a real woman will turn your head, but a trans thing will turn your stomach, huh?
Stomach. Amen to that.
All right. There you go. You see, folks, you're not going to hear this out there just anywhere, right? all right. All right, we want to say Sarah in Michigan pledges 10, and Biddy in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Betty.
Well, I wanted to add to that. You know, in Proverbs 6, you have the seven deadly sins, and one of them says the proud look. And then it says a heart that devises wicked imaginations. So much depends on what you do with something you see or think. If you dwell on it, you start fantasizing, fabricating, then you go into, you change something innocent into a deadly sin by how you deal with it.
Absolutely. Let's go to Proverbs 7 and read. We need to read verses 1 through 27. And ahead and I'll read it because of your problem with the phones. Sometimes you come in and out a little bit. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep thy commandments and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers and write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Now, I'm going to just stop here for a minute. Joe, I'm going to be, Lord's willing, I'm going to be preaching this Sunday on AI versus AUI. AI versus AUI. And, of course, AI is artificial intelligence, but AUI is absolute ultimate intelligence. And I coined that phrase. And so we're gonna see how they size up because they're on a collision course. The war is here, and AI and AUI are definitely on a collision course, and we'll see how each side is armed. What do you think of that?
I agree. It's interesting, but at the base of everything, the AI has the input. It copies human actions, and since humans are sinful creatures, and if AI then expands on human actions and processes, then it's going to carry the same faults with it.
Well, you know, I think the Bible kind of tells us there's a lot more to it than that, because there's
that was simplified, but yeah, if you have
there's a sinister
people, you know, programming, you're going to end up with problems with the outcome.
Yeah, there's a very sinister aspect to AI, and we're going to take a look at that. And so as we go on here, in verse 7 we read, they that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through thy casement, and I beheld among the simple ones of I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Those are called the simple-minded, and that's kind of really typical of our college kids today. In the twilight, or passing through the street near her corner, he went the way into her house. And in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and the dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. And she is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. In other words, she's a rebellious woman, like a feminist, huh? Now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. She caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said to him, I have peace offerings with me. This day I've paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings and tapestry and carved works and fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and with cinnamon. Let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the good man is not at home. He is gone on a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home in the day appointed. And with her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox go to slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart striketh through his liver, as a bird hastes to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O my children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Well, we're going to pick it up here tomorrow, Joe. And we're going to read.
Like adultery.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things we're talking about today. And we're going to pick it up and take a look at what this is really all about. So we'll be back after this.
Protect Ohio's babies and our Constitution by voting yes on August 8th. I'm Janet Porter, and I work to pass Ohio's ban on partial birth abortion, parental consent, and our heartbeat law to keep hearts beating. But if we don't vote yes on August 8th, we could lose them all. That's because of a deadly effort to inject abortion till birth in our state constitution. The threat is real. The polls are open. Your yes vote is urgent. Protect life. Vote yes on issue 1 by August 8th.
We want to take a very quick look at some of what is happening today with what has just come out with the Biden crime family. You know, again, here all of the evidence, all of this right out in front of us is the Biden crime family, and they're doing it again. You got this very corrupt, very known reputation as being one crooked attorney. I mean, and that's exactly what has gone to the so-called Justice Department. I mean, and Merrick Garland and Jack Smith. I mean, I don't know. How could you, Al Capone and Nitti? You know, I mean, you, Frank Nitti. I mean, it's bad. I mean, you talk about corruption, corrupt. And here they continue to go after President Trump. And everything has been proven. They've lied. I don't know. Listen, I'm telling you, if we had the money to bring charges against Merrick Garland and Jack Smith, if we could prove that any time in their lives they ever told the truth, because I've seen no evidence at any time. These guys are so corrupt, Joe, and they're going after, and they're doing exactly what Karl Marx said. Always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing. Always accuse the opposition. Joe Biden has lied, and he has lied, and he has lied, and he has lied. And it all is coming out now. It's all coming out. And so we're going to play a five-minute clip. So go ahead and take her away.
The motion to table is agreed to. We will now move to our second witness. Ms. Morris, you are recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you. Thanks so much for inviting me. My name is Emma Jo Morris, politics editor at Breitbart. I'm here today because I published a series of news stories 3 years ago in October of 2020 about Hunter Biden's now infamous laptop, also known as the laptop from hell, which is seen as some of the most scandalous reporting of the last decade. What was more scandalous than the reporting itself, though, was the fact that it exposed the unholy alliance between the intelligence community, social media platforms, and legacy media outlets. At the time, I was deputy politics editor at the New York Post, and my reporting showed that despite then-candidates Joe Biden's repeated and furious denials, he was apparently involved in the foreign business deals of his family. Over several days, just weeks before Americans would vote for their next president, I revealed verified, authentic emails from the Biden scion's hard drive showing Ukrainian business partners receiving leaks from the Obama White House. I documented an off-the-books meeting between then-Vice President Biden and a Ukrainian energy executive and introduced the world to the big guy who got action on a deal with CEFC, China Energy Company. The Post published exactly how the material for the reporting was obtained, even identifying our sources, as well as a federal subpoena showing the FBI was in possession of the material the story was based on and had been since December of 2019. But when the stories appeared on social media that morning, the venue where millions of Americans go to find their news and editors to get their angles, within hours, the reporting was censored on all major platforms on the basis of being called hacked or Russian disinformation. Twitter refused to allow users to share the link to the stories, banned the links from being shared in private messages, a policy, by the way, that's used to clamp down on child porn, and lock the Post out of its verified account. Facebook said it would curb distribution and reach of the links on its platform. However, the stories were not based on hacked materials, nor were they Russian disinformation. And despite those claims appearing to come out of thin air at the time, we would eventually learn that they actually didn't come out of thin air at all. On October 19th, 5 days after the Post began publishing, Politico ran a story headlined, "Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former Intel officials say." God, I can't even say that with a straight face, you know? Politico printed a letter completely uncritically from veteran members of the U.S. intelligence community falsely claiming that the Post expose has, quote, all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. My God. Most notable among the signatories of that letter were Jim Clapper from former DNI, Michael Hayden, former CIA, John Brennan, former CIA. Despite having such damaged credibility following their participation in the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. A few days later, on October 22nd, when Biden appeared in the second presidential debate and was confronted with the facts of the Post reporting, he said to Trump, quote, 50 former national intelligence professionals said this, what he's accusing me of is a Russian plot. But it was not, and he knew that. Now, fast forward to this year, 3 years later. Just last spring, House investigators revealed it was a call by now Secretary of State Antony Blinken to former acting CIA Director Michael Morell that prompted the spy letter published by Politico, which bypassed agency approval processes that would have been normally applied. It is also now known that ahead of my reporting, federal agencies were priming social media companies to execute an operation to discredit it. According to internal documents released by Elon Musk upon his acquisition of Twitter, the FBI and other intelligence community members essentially directed the platform's censorship operation, in part externally by working with top management and in part internally by social media companies hiring eye-popping numbers of agency alumni. Journalist Michael Schallenberger reported, based on documents he obtained from Musk, that during all of 2020, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies repeatedly primed Twitter executives to dismiss reports of Hunter Biden's laptop as a Russian hack and leak operation. Feds arranged for top secret security clearances to be granted to Twitter management and even had encrypted messaging networks set up, which they dubbed a virtual war room. To this day, hundreds of people from the intelligence community work at social media companies. Over the last few years, my reporting has been confirmed by virtually every mainstream news outlet, from the Washington Post to the New York Times to Politico, when the stakes were nothing, by the way, 2 years later. No one denies that the laptop is real, that the origin story is exactly what I told you it was in the first place. This elaborate censorship conspiracy wasn't because the information being reported on was false. It was because it was true, and it was a threat to the power centers in this country. What this relationship between the U.S. government officials and American corporations represent is an unprecedented push to undermine the First Amendment, the right to think, write, read, say whatever we want. And how we respond will determine whether we see a free press as inalienable or as optional. Thanks.
All right, we're back. And here, Joe, those 50, was it 50 or 51 of those federal workers, when you are willing to sell your soul and sell yourself cheap for money, what is the name? What in the Bible has got a name?
The term is whore.
And so now we just had read out of Proverbs 7 about a harlot, a whore that dressed as a harlot. But now, these 50 whores, they don't, you know, they wear, most of them, three-piece suits, huh?
Right, they were trying to dress with power suits to show an image of professionalism. There were, well, let's just call them professional whores, high-paid whores.
Oh, boy, I would like to get the 50 of them locked in a room where they couldn't get away. I would love to do that and let them know what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about that. And the bottom line, Joe, and if any of them are out there listening, they need to know, repent or perish, huh? Repent or perish.
They sure do.
All right, here.
Well, it the same would go for all of those Democrats in the hearings today, you know, whether the bombshell documents about huge bribery scheme, Burisma. Hunter was stupid, but it's necessary to keep him on board. His dad could protect him from problems. And the, you know, Zelensky, it cost $5 million to pay one Biden and $5 million to the other Biden. And he talked about how stupid Hunter was, how his dog was smarter.
Yeah.
I mean, just on and on. They page after page after page, these witnesses had everything down, dates. I mean, there's so much information. If it were a Republican, he would already be committed or had already been tried and proven guilty of treason and be out of office. But they keep saying there's nothing there, and yet there's more information. I've never seen this kind of information on any case, especially one that's never been presented.
Well, according to what the Republicans have said, Corey said that they're just hitting the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole lot more bank records.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
so
there's so much more to come, and they've already got such a mountain of evidence. But if you notice, ABC completely avoided the coverage of this of the IRS whistles, and the World News Tonight, Good Morning America, The View, nobody touched it, and a couple of the other networks.
If they're betraying the people, let me ask you this: they've known this. I mean, we've known this. We've been on top of this, just like the thing on COVID. We've known, and we've got all kinds of articles right here. We knew that the so-called vaccines weren't vaccines. We knew that they were causing people to get sick and die. Now, we knew this, and so did PMSNBC, so did ABC, so did CBS, okay? And they betrayed the people. They betrayed the people with that, knowing the people would get sick, knowing the people would die. And they betrayed us with this whole Hunter laptop thing. They betrayed, knowing they knew all along what was going on there. But they continually and completely betrayed us. The Russia thing, they knew about that. But when you turn on PMSNBC or CNN and you look at these talking heads, they're there and they are paid to lie. They're paid liars, okay? You will not find one journalist. I tried to find one journalist at NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. There's not one. All you have there is, like you said, media whores. That's what they are. They're media whores. They, whatever the narrative, they would tell you, you know, if they were told to tell you that the earth is really a chocolate sundae, they would do that. Whatever comes down from Soros and the others, they will do. And that's just the reality of it, okay? And so let me ask you this. Do you know of anything? Can you think of anything which would be imperative for us, life-threatening, for example, that the mainstream media would not betray us at? Is he still there? Joe, are you there? All right. Oh, number is, we're having problems with Joe, the phones. Oh, boy, I haven't been giving out the number, have I? Let me say we have Paul in Texas, pledged 50. Thank you. And is that Maryland? And California pledges 100. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Maryland. The numbers are, folks, 888-281-1110. I should have been giving those numbers out because if I don't get it, boy, if we don't raise the money, we won't be here. And 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. The boys are back there. They're sitting. They're just staring with a forlorn look on their face, looking for those little lights to light up on that telephone so that we can try to keep us on the air and keep bringing you information like we're bringing you. Joe, can you hear me?
Pastor, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
One thing we need to mention, with these all this lies that we've been telling about, people have to remember in Scripture, it talks about the lie of omission is as bad, if not worse, than the lie of commission. In other words, a direct lie is bad, but knowing the truth and not telling it is just as bad. And we have like a lot of these, like ABC, no coverage at all, no mention at all. They are even worse because they, you know, don't even admit that something important was going on. And then we wonder why some of these liberals think the way they do is, you know, they have no idea of what happened today. They unless they turn and get to the right media. And I want to remind folks, I've got articles from both Fox and different places. The best article with the most detail, the most accurate is, I hate it, but the Daily Mail, the Daily Mail has got the best journalists. They're factual. They cut it down. Sometimes they add a lot of pictures and things, but as far as absolute detail, they've got the best journalists out there.
And
it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Gateway Pundit also, and of course, World News Daily. We're growing as far as on our side, the conservative outlook media. We're continuing to growing, and that's really got the fake media, and Donald Trump is how right he is when he calls them the fake media, because they're not not journalists by any you know stretch of the imaginations. They're really shock jocks, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. They're that, and just like you said, paid whores to mislead the people, take them down a fairy tale path, and just help foment the revolution. So. Are the enemy. They are the worst China ever will be, because at least China knows that they're the enemy. They've told us what their plans are, and the chairman there has made it quite clear what he wants to do.
So one of the major scams, okay, are hoaxes that the fake news media, that NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they give a lot of time to. They won't give any time at all to the Hunter Biden. You know, they're right in there with the Department of Justice, which has got no justice at all. Corrupted, I mean, completely corrupted, the FBI, completely corrupted. So they're right in there to protect the Biden crime family, because they know that the Biden crime family goes down, they could take a lot of them with him. You know, they're all of this money, especially where it comes to the money laundering in the Ukraine. But I want to remind the people, the Biden crime family doesn't give anybody anything, okay? They always get something back. And believe me, they did not give the Taliban $85 billion worth of equipment. Folks, there's all kinds of different ways where that money comes back and going into private accounts. So when Joe Biden, he asked a question, and maybe when he snapped back and said, "Where's that money?" In other words, like, we've hit it so good, how can you find it? You weren't able to find it, were you? Okay. But, yeah, they are finding it. They're finding it here. They're finding it there, piece by piece. But the fake news media will not report it, will they?
No. Remember, who took over Bagram Air Force Base was the Chinese. So they have the technology, the people to run the Air Force Base and a lot of the equipment that was left there, because they left the base Washington. So that was a gift right Chinese. And I'll bet a lot of that equipment was moved around by China, sold places, and there's plenty of money to go around.
Well, that money would come back, Joe.
The world.
That money would come back here to the agencies that Biden needed and Hillary needed to protect them. That money would come back, and we're talking about FBI, CIA, so-called Department of Justice. If you look hard enough, you'd find, okay, these people aren't sticking their necks out and protecting the Bidens for nothing, okay?
Right.
And so that's the reality. Now, we all know that, and little by little, and they know that Trump knows that. That's why they're scared to death. That's why Chris Ray and Merrick Garland are scared to death of getting Donald Trump back in office, because they know it's all going to come out, huh?
It'll come out, and they won't have jobs. You know, there's one big story, if I've got time. It kind of ties together. Jason Jones was giving a testimony. He's from the Texas Department of Public Safety. He's a captain in their intelligence and counterterrorism unit. And he showed a bunch of these colored wristbands during a hearing. And he said, these are the new slavery. This is America's new slave trade. And he's saying that they're using these colored bracelets, an organized part of an organized system, when they move the illegals across the border. Each bracelet represents a different alien smuggling organization. And he said, we now have seen a virus of debt bondage across the nation. We know many of the illegals are forced into sex trafficking, forced labor, and now many of them are just for debt bondage. They have to work many, many years to pay off their debt, but they're still slaves in that sense. And he said, now we, with all this labor, we have this debt bondage. It's now nationwide across America. And these cartels are making a huge fortune. Biden continues to ignore this kind of thing. The slavery, we're the number one destination for slavery in the world. But the two stories that go with it, once acclaimed ABC News reporter pleading guilty in horrific child porn case, deprived intentions to sexually harm children. Former ABC News reporter James Gordon Meek is supposed to be a real famous journalist, and now...
All right, guess what? We just lost Joe. He's gone. All righty, the number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Folks, the enemy's out to get us again tonight. It seems like we're always up against sinister forces out there, always. And so, anyhow, we need your help out there tonight. We really do. Now, one of the major hoaxes that we're being deceived, that NBC, ABC, CBS, you know, they again deceive you. Nobel winner in science, Dr. John Clauser. Here's what John Clauser said. There is no climate crisis threatening the planet. That's right, folks. Nobel laureate in physics, John Clauser, lashed out at the science heretics who continue to push global warming and who threaten the well-being of billions of people. Clauser criticized the prevalent climate models as being unreliable and not accounting for the dramatic temperature stabilization feedback of clouds, which he says is more than 50 times as powerful as the radioactive force affecting the CO2. Well, we've known all along. We have known going all the way back in the early 70s when they really started pushing this hoax, that whether it was global warming, global freezing, we knew that Al Gore was a con man. I mean, he was just getting richer and richer. We see John Kerry running the same con on the American people, not just the American people, on a global And folks, there's big money running that con. Dr. Patrick Moore, co-founder of Greenpeace, retweeted Dr. Clauser's recent statements this week. Dr. John Clauser is the joint recipient of 2022 Nobel Prize in Physics. He goes on to say, has criticized the climate emergency narrative, calling it a dangerous, dangerous corruption of science that threatens the world's economy and well-being of billions and billions of people. Along with two others, Dr. Clauser, an experimental and theoretical physicist, was the 2022 recipient of the Nobel Prize for his work done in the 1970s that showed quantum entanglement allowed particles such as photons effectively to interact at great distances, seemingly to require communication exceeding the speed of light. He has criticized the awarding of the 2021 Nobel Prize for work in development of computer models predicting global warming, according to a coalition of scientists and commentators who argued that an informed discussion about CO2 would recognize its importance in sustaining plant life. Folks, again, we've told you. Look, God answered this question way back. All you have to do is go to Genesis chapter 8, read the very last verse. God settled that argument way a long time ago. And so, who are you going to listen to? God or these media fools? There you go. That's the question. 888. The phone lines aren't ringing. They got to ring. I'm looking back here. The boys are in a cage. The boys are in, and look at, they look forlorn. You're going to break their little hearts if you don't call. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Do you want us to stay on the station you're listening to? Have we been bringing you exactly what the opposition does not want you to know? Have we exposed the corruption within the Obama Biden crime family? Did we not tell you before anybody else? Before anybody else was telling you, did we not tell you that they were owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese? Where did we hear that? The Chinese. I mean, they told us they were bragging about how they own the Biden crime family, folks. It's not a secret, but it is if you get your news at NBC, ABC, or CBS. I can tell you that. So we got to hear from you. We really do. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're coming up to a break, and looks like the lines are starting to light again. Hopefully they will. We're coming up to break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Okay. We're having a countdown. We have a lot more time than I thought. So with that, I'll give the number out again. That's right. The number's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're coming to the break. So when we get back from the break, we got a whole lot more. I mean, a whole lot more. More than you can imagine. Be right back with more. Don't go away.
Fight the fight. Take the stand. Light the light. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Let's come again.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.